Kyle Rittenhouse won't be punished for violating the conditions of his bond. The 18-year-old is facing charges for the shooting deaths of two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin during protests last summer. A Wisconsin judge denied prosecutors' request to arrest Rittenhouse or increase his bail after he failed to update his current address. Corrine Hess from Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Rittenhouse was released on bail in November after his $2 million bond was paid by conservative fundraisers. He had become a cause for celebration on the ultra-right. He allegedly killed two men and injured a third during a Black Lives Matter rally following the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha in August. The far right has rallied in support of Rittenhouse, calling him a patriot and raising money for his bail and defense. Former President Donald Trump has also expressed his support. Members of the Black Lives Matter movement and others have painted Rittenhouse as a white vigilante bent on stoking racial violence. In January, Rittenhouse was spotted in a Wisconsin bar with members of the extremist group, the Proud Boys. John Huber's son, Anthony, was one of Rittenhouse's alleged victims.
He is enjoying this media circus and the support from these hate groups and militia members that have posted his bond. It's not like his mom and dad put up the family house to get him out. He has nothing to lose.
Huber says Rittenhouse's bond should be $4 million. But his attorney, Mark Richards, says he's never missed a court date.
My client will appear. He looks forward to litigating these offenses in Your Honor's courtroom. We have nothing to fear. The truth will set my client free.
Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader sides with the defense. Rittenhouse will remain free on bail for now. His homicide trial is scheduled for March. For NPR News, I'm Corrine Hess in Milwaukee.